Three, two, one. Welcome back to the AM 1330, FM 94.1, WRM Morning Show. Joining me in the studio, I have the court of the Miss Henderson County. They had the pageant this past weekend, and we've got the Little Miss, the Junior Miss, and also the Miss Henderson County Fair Queen. Ladies, how are we doing this morning?
Good.
You guys doing good? Good. And so we have Ireland Boyle, who is the Little Miss. We have Deanna Reyes, who's the Junior Miss, and Tara Forbes, Miss Henderson County Fair Queen. Are you guys having a pretty good time so far at the fair?
Yes.
It's been great, yeah.
It's
a lot of fun.
Has any of you served on the court before, or is this everybody's first time?
Yes.
First time.
Yes.
Everybody's first time.
First
awesome. Time. Has it been a fun court?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. We met a lot of new people in my age group. It was great.
Nice, nice. And we'll go around one at a time and meet each one of you. We'll start with the Miss Henderson County Fair Queen, Tara Forbes, West Central High School.
Illini West.
Illini West.
Carthage, yes.
Okay, all right, all right. And you are going to be a?
I will be attending SEC.
SEC, so you've just graduated at Illini West. Okay, okay, good, good. So you're a Charger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play sports while you was Illini West? Or?
No, although I did do cheerleading and dance.
Yeah.
So that was fun. I'll do cheerleading in Burlington at SEC as well.
Nice. Well, good for you. Good for you. Let's talk about the pageant itself. Just kind of take us through the night. What happened at the Henderson County Fair pageant?
So at 2:30, we got to the Christian church. We did our interviews, which was a lot of fun, a lot more fun than what I thought. Then we did our swimsuits there as well. That was fun, too. A little awkward.
Sure,
awkward
sure.
Silence, you know. Then we have food, of course. You can't be in a pageant and not eat.
Get anything without eating.
Right, of course. So 6 o'clock, pageant started. We did our dance, which I didn't realize being in dance throughout high school, you would have thought I would have done better at the dance, but I didn't. It was not that great. I did not do that well with it. But it was fun. So it wasn't judged. But then we had our evening gown with our speech and our pop question, and then after a while, after the farewells and going through everything else, we had crowning.
Nice.
And so here we are.
I'm sure you're excited. I'd have been very excited.
Very excited. Good. It was a lot of fun.
I have to ask, what was your question?
Oh, it asked me what, since pageants are people dislike them nowadays, what would I say to someone who is putting the pageants down?
Tough question.
Yeah, I said that pageants are good because without pageants, the girls our age and even younger would not be gaining skills such as confidence, poise, and speaking skills.
Sure. I am in the public all the time with radio, et cetera, et cetera. But even I would be nervous if I had to go up and just answer a question right off the cuff. It's easier to ask the questions from my side than to answer it. So you were not prepared. It was an off the cuff.
Well, I had done a lot of preparation the last few weeks with just random questions, typing in generic pageant questions on Google. So it actually helped me a lot, just answering random questions that didn't necessarily apply to our county, but it definitely helped, just giving me that being able to answer whatever question that comes to me. So I was actually prepared for that question. I was glad I got that question.
Parents quiz you and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Talk about your parents a little bit.
Yeah. My
parents a little bit. Talk about your parents.
Oh. my parents, my dad's name is Jeff Forbes and my mom's name is Krista Forbes. My biological mom is over from Williamsfield. That's Tony Forbes.
Okay.
So I see my mom pretty often, but I live with my dad and my stepmom.
What are you going to study in college?
I plan to just get my associate's degree while I at SEC, and then hopefully transfer to a four-year anywhere. I'm not sure yet. Still open to get my occupational therapy degree.
Nice. You kind of got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hopefully. For now, anyway. It'll probably change,
right.
but now I like to say that's what I want to do.
Yeah. My plan has changed 1,000 times, and it'll probably change again. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Who else do we have here? We have the Junior Miss, Deanna Reyes. How you doing, Deanna?
Good.
How was how's been your week? How's your week been so far?
It has been fun and very exciting.
What have you guys been doing?
We have been handing out ribbons and taking a lot of pictures.
I'm guessing with this. I mean, I've seen social media is just loaded with all the county fair pictures. How many pictures do you estimate you probably take in one day?
Probably more than 50.
More than 50 in one
day?
Yes. Do you like getting your picture taken?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. You wouldn't be doing this if you didn't, right? Yeah. Well, you should. You should. So where do you go to school?
I go to West Central.
West Central, and you're in grade, what grade are you in?
I am going to be a freshman.
Going to be a freshman, starting the big high school. So this is a big summer for you heading into your high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will keep you busy, keep your mind off of all the high school things coming out. Do you, what do you do when you're not doing the pageant stuff? What do you do?
I'm involved in cheerleading and volleyball.
Nice. You got any volleyball camps that you've been to this summer or anything?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Have you met the coach at the high school for West Central Volleyball?
Yes.
Get along with him?
Yeah.
Good, good. What's going on this week? What looking forward to, what is your favorite thing this week? Take your time. This is edited.
I am looking forward to the family night because there's a lot of fun things that are going to go you're going to be able to do, and I'm really excited for that.
Now, what all is entailed with family night? What's going on with family night?
There's volleyball.
Which you like, obviously.
Yes, and there's a beanbag toss, and there's little... Bouncy houses. Oh, there's bouncy houses.
It's exciting.
There's also dodgeball.
Nice. You can't play dodgeball in PE anymore, so you might as well play it at the county fair, right?
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to hitting in dodgeball? I'm
My
putting
sister.
The hit out on them right now. Your sister. Good answer. Great answer. Great answer. And who else do we have here? We have our little miss, Ireland Boyle. How are you, Ireland?
Good.
How has this week been for you? Kind of stressful, but it's been fun?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far this week?
I can't pick. Probably the fair or family night. The fair. No, the family night. Family
Good. Night. Are you looking forward to riding rides? You guys have time to ride rides, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
What are you looking forward to riding? What ride do you want to ride the most?
I can't pick. I like all
of them. You like them all of them. See, you're more gutsy than I am. I can't stand the fair rides. I get sick to my stomach. So you got more guts than I got. How's the fair itself? How were you chosen?
I answered. I talked a lot about dinosaurs, and then so they figured that you get points on your dress and how you look and how you answer the questions.
Did you have a very pretty dress?
Yes.
And was it sparkly?
Yes. And I talked more than anybody, I think. And then so they picked me. And when my friend Ruby, I thought it was the only award you would get. And so I was like, I was almost going to cry. But then when they said me, I was like, whoa.
Dinosaurs. I used to love, when I was your age, I loved dinosaurs. So, you know, maybe we have some. Maybe I should have been Junior Miss or something. Probably I wouldn't look good in a sparkly dress. I guarantee you that. So, what family night? You're looking forward to family night.
Yes.
What's going to be your favorite part of family night?
Probably when we come, because I'm going to be like really excited. I'm going to probably jump up and down.
Now, there's a figure eight race coming at the end of the week. Are they going to let you drive in the figure eight race? No?
Yes.
Good, good. Now, Tara, you've driven in the figure eight before.
Yes.
You drove last
yes,
year.
Yes, I did.
And you're going to drive again this year.
Yes.
And you're going to be in the 42 blue.
Yes, number 42, Shaley Carr. We're hopefully going to find some decal that's going to say something like Queen Aboard or something. Something cute like that.
So are they going to be, did they gun for the Henderson County Fair Queen? Does everybody like, we're going to knock the Fair Queen out first? Or
I don't know. I've never raced as a Fair Queen, but last year I did pretty well, except I got hit and then it like screwed me around and it didn't go very well. I didn't do terrible though. I did pretty well for my first time.
Deanna, are you going to get to drive one of those cars or at least ride in them, or what's going to be your responsibilities during the figure eight nights?
I'm going to be taking care of my little miss.
There you go. That's a great. You're going to be doing some some you guys will be watching.
Yes.
Ireland says she's driving you. All right. And then I'm guessing you guys hand out the trophy at the end for the big figure eight winners.
Yes.
And the tractor pulls also this week. I'm sure you play a part in that as well. Mm-hmm. Trying to stay clean, I'm sure, with all the mud flying everywhere. Yeah.
Lots of boots.
Yeah. Now you're driving the figure eight. You're not. Are you driving anything in the tractor pull?
No. My dad tried to talk me into it, but I was like, I think maybe next year.
I'll just stay clean and hand out the trophy and all that stuff. Guys, thank you so much for coming in here. Does anybody have anything to add? Okay, go ahead.
And there might be some other things, and I'm probably gonna stuff all the food in my mouth there.
It's fair food. It's necessary to stuff the fair food in your face.
I'm gonna go.
What's your favorite fair food?
Cotton candy.
Yes, I don't blame you one bit there. Do you eat corn dogs from the fair?
Yes.
That's the only time of the year I eat corn dogs. I think they taste the best at the fair. And the elephant ears and all that good stuff. Not real elephant ears. If you folks could see the look I just got. They're not real elephant ears. They're really sweet tasting, sugary things. It's just a name for it.
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Have a great time
this week.
And where do you, I forgot to ask you, are you in school yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Going to school here coming up this fall?
I'm going to be in first grade.
Oh, man. Good for you. You guys, any shout-outs to any of your favorite teachers out there?
Mine's Mrs. Ford.
Deanna, you have any shout-out to any of your teachers out there?
Miss Locks.
And Tara?
Can't say I really know any of my professors yet.
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. Good luck in school coming up in the fall. Good luck in college.
Thank you.
Have a fun week. Of course, this is a once-in-a-lifetime special thing happening this week, and have a great time with it. Have fun with it. You guys look like you're already having fun, and it's going to be even better
blast.
This week.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming in. Ireland Boyle, our little miss, Deanna Reyes, our junior miss, and Tara Forbes, Miss Henderson County Fair Queen, all on the morning show here on AM 1330, FM 94.1, WREM. We'll be back.